from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
We will recap day 3 of training camp for you.
We have a long way to go, and that's why training camp is here. That's why we practice. So they're doing a good job. We got a long way to go.
Just trying to make sure we get that chemistry, you know what I'm saying? Build off the spring, and yeah, just keep going.
I'm grateful to be a fan favorite, and you know, I'm just hoping to come out there and put on a show for them and execute, and, you know, do my job on the field.
Mike Danger.
Hard to make a declarative statement other than what you see with your own eyes, and what you're seeing with your own eyes here is still practice. It's not necessarily going to translate to what we see when they actually put on the pads and when they actually do get into some meaningful games.
Gene Battaglia.
I think if you're a Bills fan, this is exactly what you want. Okay, we're going to talk about this wide receiver battle. We're going to talk about the safety battle. You don't want any injuries. You don't want any drama. You just want a lot of work here.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Hey, a good afternoon to you as we welcome you on into the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Glad you're with us. Start your sports weekend at 95.7 FM, AM 950, the free-to-download Odyssey app, your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan, and our stream up and rolling for you on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. We're streaming on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
I would say this, Danger, if we're just going to get to what happened today, I don't know if it gets any better than this day at camp. Like, you had standout performances, you had perfect weather, you had Kim Pegula at the end of practice. I mean, you had everything, and right now, knock on something, again, health seems to be going in the Bills' favor.
Yeah, let's talk about how practice ended before we talk about what went on practice, because to see Kim Pegula break the team huddle at the end of practice was a pretty special moment. And I have a feeling, especially for the veterans that have been on this team for a while and that know how important Kim Pegula has been to this organization, I think that was probably a very special moment, a very meaningful moment
so,
for this team.
Yeah, today was not the first day that Kim Pegula has been at camp. She was here last year, but did not get out of her car and an SUV parked in the end zone. Today, end of practice, escorted by Terry, she walks out to the middle of practice, and there's a circle that forms around the Pegulas, Sean McDermott inviting everybody in. It's Josh Allen who ends up breaking the huddle, and it's really something that builds it.
Oh, we love you too. Thanks, Perino clan. How nice. We just got Perino bombed. I love it.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt. Thank you, Mrs. P.
Yeah, that's fun. Live at St. John Fisher University.
I hear him telling the story of Kim Pegula.
I'm waving. I'm being polite.
You're being polite. I'm thinking, oh, I'm not looking to who you're waving to, but then, yeah.
We're in peak Friday mode. Distracted already.
Well, this is
3:03. Here we go.
This makes up for back in the studio last week when I was distracted by somebody. I'm right outside
when
your window.
When we got Muncie bombed by one of our regulars, Greg. We got Perino bombed just now by the whole Perino clan. But it's good to see Matt and the whole family.
That should be
here
in our open next week. Children saying Danger and Battaglia, we love you.
I love that. I'm sorry.
Kim Pegula.
You're pointing on Kim Pegula.
Kim Pegula, and the Bills have shared this on their social feed. It's Josh Allen breaking the huddle. Kim with her hand in the air and everybody going on in. Deion Dawkins you know, making a comment, she's still mama bear. So it's it was great to see Kim Pegula out there today, and you know, knowing that all that family's been through.
Yeah, when I hear of a family that has gone through a struggle because of stroke or brain aneurysm or whatever the ailment is that hits suddenly and without warning and leaves a lasting effect on the individual who's affected by it, it hits close to home. This is what I grew up with, Gino. This is, you know, when I was a teenager, my mother having a brain aneurysm and not knowing if she was going to survive through that whole process. You know, I think the first time when we saw Jess Pegula in the Players Tribune kind of document what went on with her mother, that was the first moment that really hit me. I'm like, oh my God, I can relate to this so much, and I feel so much for this family who's going through this, because it's a devastating loss, and you're fortunate that you still have the person with you in your life, if you are fortunate to have that person with you in your life, but you just, it's not the same. It's just not the same person. So you look for progress, you look for moments, and you cherish those moments, and I'm sure when the Pegula family looks back, today will be a special day for them as well. They will look back at today and say, oh, this was the day that Kim broke the huddle at training camp for the Bills and inspired a team to you know, go out there and give it their best through the course of the season.
Yeah, and I think it capped a really nice morning for the Bills, perfect weather, and we can go over all the highlights. And I know there were particular standouts on defense. I want to start with Josh Allen, but before we do that, Danger, as we do for every camp show, we are filled to the brim here with things coming up.
Absolutely. We'll be joined later on this afternoon, right around 4:25, our buddy Ryan Talbot, covering the team for NewYorkUpstate.com. He'll be stopping by the sports bar live here at St. John Fisher right around 4:25. We had the opportunity earlier today to talk to Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Daquan Jones. Second year in a row we've had Daquan on with us. Great guy, great personality, and love having him on with us. We'll share what he had to say about the Bills defense here early on in training camp, and we've got a lot of audio to get to today as well, and we'll start it off today with Bobby Babich and his press conference. I spent a good part of my day today, this morning, watching the team drills on defense. I just kind of wanted to see, knowing that Babich spoke today, knowing that there was kind of an emphasis on that side of the ball, I wanted to see him work. I wanted to see what he's about, because we've seen Sean McDermott work, and we've seen Leslie Frazier work, and we kind of have a sense of what their personalities are. And I think Bobby Babich is a completely different kind of accelerant to this Bills defense. Got a lot of energy.
Here's my take on Bobby Babich. He has the aura of a head coach. Like, when he's at the podium, he's in command, he's not getting tripped up, he's got the beats down, he is young, energetic. Now, when I say that, we know the trend in this league, and I don't see it reversing anytime soon. He's coaching the wrong side of the ball.
Right.
If the Buffalo Bills were to make some magical run, and he was the offensive coordinator, yeah, he might not be here that long. And there were other teams that wanted Bobby Babich. The Giants wanted him. The Dolphins wanted him. The Bills were wise to lock up Bobby Babich. I went to that press conference, and when you hear this coming up, it's like a presidential press conference where the reporters that are on the beat day to day, they have to jump in right away. I never got my question
out. Oh, you wanted to ask a question.
I wanted to ask a simple question. Like, hey, you're talking about growth with your players. What about growth for you? Like, when do you get the keys to the car? When do you get to call the plays? What kind of timeline?
Wait, nobody asked him that?
Nobody asked him that.
Wait, get Perino back over here. I want to know. I want answers. I want to know why nobody asked him that question.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, not two questions. Like, if you're listening really closely, you can hear me start to get, like, the question out. But it's okay. We have plenty of time. And, you know, truth be told, Danger, Sean McDermott already said he's going to get some of the work over to Bobby, and you might see him do this. They're not going to make any declarative statements here on July 26th. This is not how the Buffalo Bills operate. But when you hear Bobby Babich kind of go through, yeah, you might get fired up for Buffalo Bills football when he's talking about some of these other players. My take on Josh Allen today, he is on. 7-on-7, you're like, well, Gene, there's no facing the pass rush. Okay, fair enough. But he's facing the back seven there that are vital. He's talking about starters he's going up against. And it was a variety of throws, Danger, watching the 7-on-7. Touchdown, back shoulder to Dalton Kincaid. A bullet to Keon Coleman. It beats Rasul Douglas. And it wasn't like Douglas's coverage was bad. He was right there. And then the little teardrop over the top to Rasul Douglas. So it's Friday. There are things to be optimistic about the Buffalo Bills, and certainly Josh Allen's performance this morning was one of them.
Early this morning, because late this morning, Allen did struggle a little bit throwing the first picks of the three practices that we've seen so far at training camp. He sailed one over Mack Hollins' head. Taylor Rapp had a pick. Next play, Allen goes deep to MVS with two defenders near him, and Christian Benford grabs the overthrow ultimately. And then the very next play, either Coleman or Shakir, I couldn't really see who was miscommunicating with Allen, but there was a spot where they thought that he threw to a spot he thought they would be at. Elam gets a pick six. So Allen starts, as you were saying,
strong, yeah,
on fire, and maybe some miscommunications lead to a not so great finish. And look, this is still, you know, there's still going to be some growing pains here as far as, you know, working with a rookie and Keon Coleman and making sure that Mack Hollins and Josh Allen are on the same page. It was encouraging to see Cole Bishop out with the first team for some reps today at practice as well, alongside Taylor Rapp. That was a new development that occurred today at practice as well. So we'll continue to kind of like spread some information about practice today throughout the course of the afternoon. We encourage you to stay with us and keep listening and free to download Odyssey app or watch on the YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. Before we do that, before we get to Daquan Jones and our conversation with the Bills defensive tackle from earlier today, here's our first exposure at training camp to Bobby Babich, who met with the media before practice this morning.
Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. Just got a couple sprints in. Media screws up my workout schedule pre-practice.
How special is it having your dad out here, assuming this new role, having him by your side?
Really cool. Really cool that him and my son's here at practice. And really, it's a credit to Sean, Brandon, our administration, that really understand that, you know, once training camp hits, and hopefully we're going pretty hard into February, that, you know, we don't get a lot of time with our families. So they know that, let me say this, they open up training camp in a way that is unparalleled to anywhere, to where your family can be around. And, you know, I think that's all part of our culture. That's just one of the main things in our culture is family and the importance of family, not only your immediate family, but your family that's in the building. So really cool that, you know, families in general can come around and participate and watch us and, you know, hang around us. Yeah, so Mike Edwards is a football player. And I think I've said the same about other safeties that have been here in the past that have had some success, where, you know, I think the word I used was he's not the sexiest, not the fastest, not the biggest, not the strongest, but when he plays, he plays and he makes plays, you know, and in this game, it comes down to making plays. You know, Mike has a long way to go as far as acclimating himself into what we're doing here at the Bills, but Mike's the right type of guy to be able to do that. But, yeah, just a football player who the ball tends to find, which, as we all know, the ball is an integral part of the game.
Hey, Bobby, staying with safeties, how big of a challenge is it going to be for Cole Bush Bishop to even – challenge for a starting job right now?
When you say the word challenge with Cole, I think the biggest challenge is making sure he stays in a day-by-day, and I've said that before, staying in a day-by-day mentality. You can't think too far ahead. You literally have to take it, and I tell these guys all the time, you got to take it drill by drill, rep by rep, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, meeting by meeting. That's how you have to go about your day in this league. Otherwise, it is such a long season, it'll chew you up and spit you out. Cole's extremely talented, as I said. There's a reason we took him where we took him. And I think the biggest thing, like I said, is he's a rookie, and he needs to grow up fast, and the ball's in his court to be able to do that.
Bobby, it's only been a couple of practices, but you know Matt Milano really well and what he looks like when he's right. Where do you feel like he's at in terms of his recovery?
Matt Milano's working back, and it's just a matter of time before Matt Milano's Matt Milano. You know, I think me and him counted it up from when that game was. We couldn't really remember, but really when you talk about true football, it's really been, I think we counted 10 months and we could be off, but, you know, that's a long time, and for anybody to do anything and take 10 months off, for me, this summer, I got back to scripting, and I had to get myself back. into scripting plays, into doing things like that for practice. And it's the same thing for him. So if there's anybody out on that field, and I think Brandon said the same thing, the way he's attacked his rehab and all that, I believe in Matt Milano. I think we've all seen who Matt Milano is, his toughness, his mental fortitude, all those type of things. So he'll be ready when he's ready.
Pre-snap communication, Bobby, I mean, I know I don't have to tell you how important that is, but over the last several years, people have just, on that unit, have just become accustomed to hearing Gordon and Micah in their ear. Pre-snap, how has filling that void gone through the spring and early on here in camp?
It's a growing process, like anything. And let's go back to when Micah and Jordan both signed in 2017. It was a growing process then with those two. And there was a lot of growth that had to happen. And all we can do as coaches is continue to stress and reiterate the importance of the communication. You know, and they are the quarterbacks of the defense, and really a lot of guys are doing and playing the way they tell them to play. So it's definitely a process, but this whole thing's a process, right? So they have done a great job of growing and seeing growth. From our perspective, seeing the growth of the communication, you know, we have a long way to go. We have a long way to go, and that's why training camp is here. That's why we practice, you know, and if everything was perfect, you wouldn't have coaches and you wouldn't have to practice. So they're doing a good job. We got a long way to go.
Bobby, with Matt being healthy, how much does that kind of allow you and Sean to kind of use Terrell maybe in a different way, because you have a veteran there who knows what he's doing, and how much does that help Terrell in his game?
I think the biggest thing that'll help Terrell Bernard is if you rewind, so Terrell, is this year three? I'm so bad with this. Yeah. This is year three. So I think the biggest thing is he's been in that room with Matt for now his third year. And there's some continuity, whether Terrell was a starter or not, there was that constant communication between those two. And it was the same with the guys that played last year, but we all know who Matt is and his value and his intelligence and how he affects the football game. So I believe just the clarity of the communication that's happened of the 2 years prior, now it's back. To where when he was injured, there had to be a new level of communication, a new type of communication, right? There's different ways that people communicate, and you've got to adjust when you get into a new relationship of that communication piece. So I think, you know, it's getting back to where they were before the injury occurred.
Bobby, last year, DeMar Hamlin was the inspirational story for a variety of reasons.
Yes.
Had difficulty getting on the field because Jordan and Michael were mostly healthy. What do you see from him this offseason and into training camp with jobs open in front of him?
You know, DeMar's a pro. DeMar's a pro. He's been in this system for a while. Obviously, I coached him when I was coaching the safeties and all those things. He knows the expectations. Joe Dana's done a great job. Look, there was a lot that came with what happened to DeMar, not just the event, but what came after it. And he handled it absolutely as well as anybody could handle it. He's very conscious of his environment and his surroundings. So he knows what's on the table. And my belief is that his mind is in the right place. You know, the only person that'll know that is DeMar, but what he's exhibiting is he's a professional. And when it comes down to it, you know, there is competition at that position, and he understands that. He's put himself in position to be ready for that opportunity.
What are you looking for in the safety competition? Like, we saw DeMar with the first team the first day, Mike Edwards, are we going to continue to see that rotation, and what things are you looking for?
Right, the ability to take control of the defense in confidence and to have the people in front of them feel great about that communication. And then secondly, you got to make plays. I said it already. Like, this is the NFL. It's a make or miss league. Like, you either make the play or you don't. And so when it comes down to it, you got to be able to make plays and to help the Bills win. That's the most important thing. It's our team and helping our team win. So as coaches, we got to put guys on the field that are going to put this team in position by being able to make plays. So those are the two things I'd say, is the people behind them, or excuse me, in front of them, being comfortable with what they're telling them to do, and, you know, that execution piece plus the playmaking piece.
What type of player have you seen in Dwan Smoot since he arrived in the first couple days here?
Dwan Smoot's been he's been awesome, man. He's been awesome. Dwan Smoot brings an edge to the game of football, in for lack of a better term. He's got that old school edge. Like, I'm excited to see Dwan when we get the pads on. He's been incredible. He's a true professional. Met him and his wife. His wife had come after he signed, and they are absolute, a great family, great person, absolute professional, cares about the guys around him. He's a great teammate, and I'm excited to see what he can bring for us. You know, he's got work to do too, just like everybody else does, but Dwan's been a great addition to us.
When Milano went down, you, out of necessity, you were forced to go to some three safety dime, and it worked pretty good. If he's healthy, though, it's hard to see him coming off the field. I mean, could the it's a trend, more three safety. Right. Could that be a change-up pitch for you?
We'll see. We're going to do what's best for us and what's best for this defense. We got a long way to go to figure out how these pieces of this puzzle are going to fit together. But our goal is to get the 11 best players on the field. And that's part of my job, is to help orchestrate that, and put us in the best position to win. So we're going to do what's best for this team, what's best for this defense, in turn to help us win games. So whatever that looks like. Yeah, just like, you know, you guys asked about Cole in the spring and just asked here. Dwayne, there were some things we targeted for him that he needed to work on. Dwayne's extremely smart, loves the game of football. He's a good teammate, you know, and he's a good person. He's what, you know, Brandon and Sean want to have in this culture. So that's where it starts, as the person. And then when it comes to the football field, he's a dang good football player. There's a reason we took him, you know, but just like any rookie, there's a lot of things he's got to work on, and we want to see that progressive growth as this goes on. I tell the guys all the time, you know, you're either, every day you're either growing or dying a little bit, and dying's okay. And this goes for all our players. Dying's okay, because now, as long as you can recognize that after a practice, after a meeting, and I can build growth off of that, that's okay. You're never staying the same. You're never staying the same. You're going here, you're going there. Just identify what you're doing, build on your strengths, strengthen your weaknesses.
Bobby, what's been your biggest adjustment? Year one is the DC here at training camp.
Not knowing what to do with my hands. No, I...
There was a point, though, when I saw you the practice field day one, where you kind of went, which group am I going
to? Yeah, I think I told you guys, man. It's hard for me. And I think Brandon actually said it. Like, I love being in the mud with these guys. I love individual. I love all the individual, the guys will tell you, it's my favorite part of practice. It's my favorite part of practice. I think that's where you can do your most growth, and it sets you up for the rest of practice. The way you put in the work and master your details and the techniques. But yeah, I mean, I think I got a pretty good feel for individual, but I think, like, the routine of when we're not on the field, because I'm usually in meetings, boom, 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 everything's back to back, where there's a little bit more planning time and those type of things. And I'm like, okay, all right, what do I got next here? Okay, what can I do to help our staff and help our players, you know, to be the best versions of themselves? That's what I want to do. I want to be there for our staff and our players, and trying to figure out the best way I can do that, and to be a servant to them is what I'm trying to find. And those little niches and holes I can find to get in there and really help them. That's probably the biggest thing for me.
Is Cam Lewis pretty much a slot corner
now? Cam Lewis is a versatile piece of our defense. He's a versatile piece of our defense. Cam Lewis could do a lot of things for us. And
so you still view him as a hybrid-ish?
We view him as a lot of different things and can provide a lot of value to our team.
With Sol Douglas, we talked to him during mini camp, and he was saying how, like, coming in middle of season last year, a lot of times he was just reactive.
Yeah.
Where do you see him at now with his comfortability in the defense after, you know, we saw what he did on the field, obviously, yeah, but with more time in the system?
Yeah, I think Rasul is a very, he's a very in-depth thinker. You know, he understands things that a lot of guys don't understand, and a lot of that has to do with his veteran
how much of a veteran he is. And we all know the unique thing about Rasul is he can take the ball away. And part of taking the ball away is putting yourself in position and being a smart player. We talk to our guys about being smart. And, you know, he wants all the details. He likes the constant communication. He wants to know where everybody else is and how that could affect his job. And maybe he can take an inch here because he knows he's got help. Rasul's extremely smart. He's extremely impressive. He is a pro. And the expectation for him is for him, right? Like our expectation is, you know, you to be the best version of yourself. And there's no doubt in my mind that Rasul can take that next step mentally within the scheme, as you're asking, to really understand it in more depth.
Is there anything that stuck out to you just in terms of growth, what you're seeing from Greg Rousseau, maybe just from last season to now?
I'm going to keep saying it, man. Greg Rousseau, first off, is a great person who wants to be the elite of the elite. That's what he wants. So he's willing to put in the work. One of those things, you know, that you look for in a player is their ability to listen and to comprehend what you're saying and us to meet and agree on what we're saying. So we pinpointed a couple things in the spring for him, and he's a focused individual, man. He is a professional. I keep saying that word, but he is a focused individual. He knows the things. I went up to him the other day before practice and gave him a little reminder of something we talked about in the spring, and immediately he's like, I got you. No problem. You know, so those are the professional conversations that you like to have, you know, and him understanding the why behind what we're asking him to do. And I would say Greg right now looks like a man on a mission. It's up to him what happens in these practices. That's up to him. But he's doing everything he needs to do to get where he wants to go right now.
Last year, Dorian's role really had to change a lot because of the injuries. What did you learn about him and how that can help you guys place him in the right spot?
The thing, you know, obviously spent a lot of time with Dorian. I think we talked about that last year. But the biggest thing that I've learned about Dorian is a very conscientious person. He is so conscientious. All he wants to do is help the team win. When you make rookie mistakes, as much as I get frustrated, he would be even more frustrated. You know, but there's a growth process with all these players. You know, whether you're a first-year vet that's acclimating to our system, to our culture, whether you're a rookie that's coming in and trying to figure out what NFL football is, Dorian is so conscientious of where he needs to improve and what he needs to do from last year to this year. And just like Greg, he is a professional. He's going to put the time in. He's going to ask the questions. You know, so he's doing everything he needs to do right now to improve on the things we're talking about and what we've seen from last year to this year.
Bobby, you've talked a lot about these new players and guys learning this defense, but how important will it be this season to have Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones anchoring that defense and then going together?
Yeah, I mean, Ed has done a tremendous job of the same thing I'm talking about. Like, Ed's got goals of grandeur, which that's all we want as coaches is to help these guys meet their goals. And Ed is taking a, not that he hasn't in the past, but that mental approach to the game. Ed's talented. Ed is so talented. And that mental approach to the game that he's taking is incredible. It's incredible. And he's thinking about football constantly. And DQ is exactly what a vet is. Like, DQ is extremely smart, and so is Ed. You know, so to have them and working with each other and off of each other and all those type of things, I think that's valuable for us. That's valuable in the reps they've accumulated over the years and their piece of communication. They've done a tremendous job thus far, and it's, you know, up to them to keep it going.
When we talked to the linebackers last year, they kind of mentioned they found themselves doing a Tremaine Edmonds impression in the huddle. While it's good to have that as an example, they had to lead the defense in their own way. Have you seen any of that with the safeties who have been around, and how do you kind of lead in your own way?
Yeah, so I think, here's the thing, okay, that when you talk about leadership, whether you believe it's, you know, ingrained in you from birth or you can learn leadership, there's certain ways that guys are going to go about things. specifically veterans find their groove, and they their groove specifically where they're playing well, you don't want them getting out of that. So there's a little bit of us leading the horse to water, and then it's whether that's the right water for that horse. So we push leadership, but it's kind of a natural progression of it just takes form when it takes form. It's a lot like I've talked about with rotations and competition. It'll show when it shows. And we believe in that. We believe in our process that we have here. We believe in our playoff caliber standard. We believe in all those things that help us get these guys to that point. And in time, the ways that these guys want to lead, or maybe they're not a leader, that will show up when it shows up. And we've got to pinpoint those leaders. And when we do, same time, they got to be credible leaders. But at the same time, when we do, we'll lean on those guys.
There's Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich in his pre-practice press conference, our first exposure to the new Bills defensive coordinator. And I don't know, if you closed your eyes, you didn't know it was Bobby Babich, would you hear a young defensive-minded John Gruden, perhaps?
Yeah, he does have the beats down. He does have that presence. And the one thing I learned today from Coach Babich, either you're growing or dying every day. You know, stay the same. Are you growing or dying?
I'm growing today, Gino.
I think I'm growing, too.
Waistline's growing a little bit. They had pulled pork up in the cafeteria today. So I'm definitely growing.
I went with the fettuccine.
The thing that I loved about watching Bobby Babich today, as I was kind of like scouting the defense, doing their positional drills, he was everywhere. He didn't stay with one position too long. He stayed. He looked. And he was frenetic. He was all over the place. He was making sure everybody was doing what they needed to do. He was checking for vibe. He was checking for energy. He was checking for tone and pace. And I mean, what I observed was a defensive unit that was feeding off of that energy. And look, Leslie Frazier, great defensive mind, great defensive coordinator, but soft spoken, not the in your face. Bring the energy kind of guy.
And that's totally fine.
Totally fine.
They're different. And you probably want that going from one style to the other. And that's really what you have here in Bobby Babich, where they might get to a point where somebody's doing something that he doesn't like. And he's going to let that player know.
Absolutely.
We have this coming across here.
Yeah, Sander. Some breaking news in the sports bar. I can't believe we've waited this long. But
it really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
The Dolphins have given Tua Tagovailoa a four-year extension, $212.4 million in terms of average per year. That puts him only behind number two on the list, Joe Burrow, number one on the list, Trevor Lawrence.
No kidding. All right. So earlier on Bills Live, they were saying, Tua, what are you doing? You're giving up your leverage if you're showing up to practice. They had a deal done, and it gets announced this afternoon. Tua Tagovailoa getting that extension with the Miami Dolphins.
So I'm sure Jordan Love is very happy that Tua went first here in this domino, for that matter, Dak Prescott. But Ryan Talbot, who will join us coming up in the 4 o'clock hour today, and he's spot on here. And this is a conversation danger that I think will be getting louder and louder and louder. Wait a second. In terms of average per year, Josh Allen probably...
Bargain.
One of the top three. He's not in the top 10 anymore.
It's a bargain. It's an absolute bargain. So Josh Allen balls out this year the way we all kind of hope and anticipate that he will. Yeah, we will be having a conversation about a new Josh Allen extension as soon as next offseason.
So, and again, most of this is based off of when you signed last. This is the list for top 10 average per year. Lawrence, Burrow, Tagovailoa, Goff, Herbert is 5, Lamar Jackson 6, Jalen Hurts is 7, Kyler Murray 8. Hey, Deshaun Watson, remember?
Yeah.
9, and then tied for 10th is Patrick Mahomes, and guy who is going to be competing, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Bargains. I mean, like, look, if you have, I mean, the salary cap keeps going up, and those numbers for Mahomes and Allen will balloon here over the course of the next couple of years. But for right now, for going into this season, what the Bills and the Chiefs have are absolute bargains at the quarterback position.
Listen, Brandon Bean, listen. You sit down with Josh Allen after this season, you hammer something out, but if you give him a big bonus, the Bills could have a lot of money next off season to play with.
Yep, that's that feels like the move, right? That feels like the direction it's all headed. So Tua gets his. We'll be reacting to that throughout the course of the afternoon. We'll share some more viewpoints and observations from today's practice. No practice tomorrow here at St. John Fisher University. The team gets a day off, and then Sunday they're back on the practice field for another Sunday morning practice. We will be back here at the Pelicano Pavilion bright and early on Monday morning.
Pelicano.
The Pelicano Pavilion. Coming up next, our conversation with Daquan Jones, Buffalo Bills defensive tackle. Hey, we had Daquan on with us last year for the first time in the sports bar, and we're like, hey, what a great guy. Just a likable character and a guy that, you know, comes off as a little soft-spoken. We're going to learn about Daquan here. You know, like most of these professional athletes, an absolute killer. Competitive, degenerate, and we can't wait to share what we learned from Daquan Jones, who joined us earlier today right after practice. That conversation is on the way next. You can join us at any point this afternoon when you pull up a stool. 866-4326 is our phone number. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University. Day three of Buffalo Bills training camp just wrapped up and joined now by defensive tackle Daquan Jones. Welcome back into the sports bar, bud. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Daquan, you played here in the Southern Tier, New York State, and we have a connection here. This guy over here played for Corning East in 2010. Can you confirm that you pancaked our engineer Derek back in high school?
I'm not sure. I mean, it could have happened. I'm not sure.
Just to be clear, you were at Johnson City. This guy, Corning East, 2010 graduate. Paths would have crossed, right?
Yeah, we would have played for sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
his face is all red. Yeah, I'm fairly certain you abused him when you guys met on the high school football field.
What color? What color? What color was Courtney East?
We were the maroon.
Maroon.
The rest was the green.
Yep.
And they merged, right? That's the big.
Yeah. They merged after we graduated.
Got it.
After, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Maroon. Yeah.
How's camp been so far, Daquan?
Pretty good. Pretty good. 3 days. Not too bad. Yeah, no complaints, really.
Lots of new faces, new opportunities.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys in the D-line room, but it's been great, man, out here. The chemistry's been great. The meeting's been great, and we're kind of just all gelling really well together.
Daquan, we saw the end of practice today. How special was it to have Kim Pegula address the team? What was that like?
Oh, that was cool. I mean, for me, that was like one of the first times I was that close to her after everything that happened, and to see her up walking around and be able to do that was pretty cool.
Now, it's a small thing, but, you know, we notice little details. No guardian cap for you. Is that by choice, or they run out of guardian caps for you guys today?
Well, they're like the new helmets you can get.
Yeah.
There's like two different helmets you can wear. If you wear those, you don't have to wear the guardian cap.
Okay.
So, I got a new helmet. It's one of the safest ones they made, so I'm rocking with that one.
Yeah, nice. Okay, that explains it.
Yeah.
Today, being back on the field, Daquan noticed something last year. It was one of the night games, and this is after the London game, after the injury happened. You were around the team. I remember seeing you in the tunnel, seeing you being around. How important was that for you just to be there throughout the rehab process?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge for my mental. I think when they told me that I had an opportunity to come back, I didn't want to get complaints and try to go somewhere else in rehab. I wanted to do it around the guys to kind of feel like I never left type energy. So I kind of just stayed here, rehabbed, and still went to meetings, everything like that. And I think it was big for me to kind of be here and show support to my guys who I grinded with all training camp and even, you know, the first quarter of the season. That I'm here, I'm cheering for them. And any question they needed to ask as far as film, whatever, like I'm watching it. I'm another set of eyes on the game day. So just trying to make sure that I was there for them and help them in any way I can.
And it sure feels like that's the kind of move that gets you rewarded with the 2-year extension. Did you think to yourself after the playoff loss to Kansas City, I got to get back to Buffalo this year. This has got to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wanted to come back. Again, I didn't know just because of, you know, this being 32. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. And, just talked to Bean, and we got a deal done. And I'm grateful for it, and I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, we're excited to see Daquan Jones back on the defensive line this year for the Buffalo Bills. And the guy you're next to, notice one play today by Ed Oliver breaking up the pass there. What's it been like with Ed? How is he coming along and working with him this year?
Yeah, I think you know, the first couple of days, we're all just trying to get back in that groove and trying to find it. But I think he's going to pick up what he did last year. I think his confidence is through the roof. And, I've been saying I think he's a hell of a player. And I'm really excited to go out there and play with him and stay healthy and get through a whole season with him. And I'm going to do my damn best to make sure that happens. So,
day 3 of camp, still no pads, day off tomorrow, then the practice on Sunday.
Yep.
How hard is it when you're not wearing pads? How hard is it to not hit someone? How hard is it to not hit the quarterback? I mean, you got the red jersey, so you kind of have trained yourself in practice not hitting that guy. But how hard is it to not be a little bit more physical than you want to be?
Can I be completely honest with you? I think as far as O-line and D-line, when we put pads on, it sounds kind of crazy, but nothing really changes.
Really?
I mean, we're still, striking each other with our hands and stuff like that. It just sounds a little louder. I mean, and maybe the thud up on a running back is a little different. You can kind of thud them up a little more, but far for the guys up front, I think we are kind of used to just kind of banging all day, and with that, it just really doesn't change that much. But I am looking forward to get pads on, just kind of get that feel back and go out there and compete with the guys.
We're talking to Daquan Jones, defensive lineman, recruiter. Like, how big a role did you have in bringing over your friend Austin Johnson to Buffalo this year?
Yeah, I mean, I told him straight up, man, I'm like, dude, like, if you want to win and have a chance to play and play in the style of defense that you want to, I mean, Buffalo's the spot. And I just sent him that message, and probably like a day later, he called me back, told me he's gonna come up here to Buffalo to visit, and he called me with Bobby, and kind of the rest is history. So
talk about Bobby a little bit, because we noticed, at least I noticed, There's a lot of energy with that guy. I mean, he conducts his practices, and you can tell he's into it, and he expects you guys to run at high volume with a lot of tempo and a lot of energy. How much of a departure is that from what Sean had going on last year as a defensive coordinator?
I mean, it's just how Bobby is, man. His energy is infectious, and how he approaches the game, and he does it. You walk in the meeting room, like, you know, meetings tonight, this afternoon, he's going to have the energy in there, right? And you know, his message is best in the world, and you know, every day we gotta live by that, and we're going to practice field, and he kind of just translates over there. He's running around and making sure that everyone's doing their job, and you know, like I said earlier, he's there, and he can give you feedback on the field, which is very hard and very you don't see that a lot, and he can give feedback to everybody. I mean, how you got two eyes and you're watching every position, right? But like, he does it. I don't know how he does it, but he does it, and I just think he's a hell of a coach, and the coach we definitely need in that position, and. I'm just looking forward to going through a whole season with it.
Yeah, just like any year, a lot of new faces. One of them on the defensive line, a third-round pick, Dwayne Carter.
Yeah. How's
he coming along, and what's your role when it comes to a young guy like that? What are you trying to do and show him the ropes there?
Yeah, you let him play his game, let him be who he is, and just be there when he needs a question answered. But let him just go, let him be. Don't let him. Don't make him think too much, and don't try to put too much on his plate. Just let him go out there and play the game. They got him here, and so I think he's doing a great job. He had a couple great plays today, and flying around. I think his work ethic is pretty impressive for a young guy, and you know, also his knowledge of the game. So I think he'd be good fit for us.
Daquan, a lot has been made in the last couple of days. The comments that Von Miller made after first day of training camp, talking about how, hey, look, I mean, last year I probably shouldn't have gone out there. I maybe wasn't 100%. Do you notice a difference between Vaughn this summer versus Vaughn last summer when he was still rehabbing that ACL?
I think it's night and day. I think he's doing a heck of a job. You can see his confidence building every day, and how he's out there rushing and making moves. And I'm just happy he's at peace in his mind and where his body's at, and he can play to a level that we all know and expect.
Yeah, Daquan, to bring the interview full circle here, the path you took, I mean, playing high school football, getting to the NFL, high school football in New York State, it's the not the easiest path as compared to other states. What would be your advice to any young man right now that's just starting out on this path, and, you know, how were you able to do it, Daquan?
I think the best thing I would say is, like, you know, you have to make sure you have a strong mental and kind of fortitude your mind to kind of block out all the noise. I mean, you know, early on, you can the options, the choices to really choose to either play football or go run in the streets or make those bad decisions. Those are big, and I think back about my life. I mean, I definitely had those situations come in my life where I had to choose, and just choosing right and making sure that you surround yourself with good people. And like, for me, I had all my high school coaches to give me credit. You know, my high school football coach, Bill, would pick me up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll go work out before school and go to school and stay after and work out and, you know, do all that stuff with him. And so he been someone who's been really helped me when I was that young, and all my teachers, like, just really having that good community around you. So that's why I give so much credit to my teachers and my coaches back home, because, you know, they really helped me out and made it a lot easier. But at the same time, outside of that, just making those right choices, man, and trying to know what you want, knowing that you want to be better for yourself.
Daquan, we're glad you're back. We're glad football is back because it ends a downtime. I mean, I'm flipping through channels looking for action, any action I can find. ESPN comes on. There's Daquan Jones throwing cornhole?
Yeah.
Talk to me about cornhole. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, look, I blame Dion for introducing it to me when I first got here. But like, I fell in love with it, man. I truly did. And he reached out to me and goes like, hey, I'm having an event in Louisiana. Would you want to do it? I'm like, yeah. Like, why not? Like, and I went out there and you know, came back with a win. And the best part about it was we came down to me and Dion playing against each other. And just to get that win over him, it was freaking amazing! I loved it, and you know, I've been playing ever since. I go home and I throw bags just to practice. So that might be my pastime after this.
You just gave us a little glimpse into your head. You're kind of soft spoken, and you know, you come off like you don't have a mean streak. But at the end of the day, you're a competitor. You've got that juice. Sure. You want to beat up the guy that's across from you. You want to win every single battle you're in.
For sure. Yeah, I'm a nice guy, but like I compete. I'm competitive. I don't like to lose. I don't do what I do to lose. So. I definitely got a little mean streak to me.
Is there any cornhole tournament going on here at Fisher after hours? We heard there's other activities. What did KJ Hamler call it? The nerd game that Josh Allen's doing or something like that?
Oh, I haven't heard about that one, but we have not gotten the games yet. I do want to get those going, though. The board's right there and up there in the hall, so all we got to do is put them outside, and I guarantee we get a good crowd going.
I love it. Daquan, thank you for making time for us. No problem. How busy your schedule is here at St. John Fisher for training camp. It's good to have you back in the sports bar. Best of luck this season. Stay healthy, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Buffalo Bills defensive tackle and competitive degenerate Daquan Jones. He's not going to lose any battle, including bags. He's going to throw cornhole all over the place. Can't wait to hear about that here at training camp.
I mean, those are my favorite interviews where you're talking to somebody that we're having fun talking about cornhole. We're busting his chops. We're busting our engineer's chops for getting pancake. Yeah. But then he lays out how he was able to succeed and how the mental side of it was so big for him growing up, and that would be his advice. Just make good choices growing up.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's tough, right? Because you're kind of a product of your environment, and it's very easy if you're in a negative environment to get pulled towards darkness. Daquan just sharing some of that foresight, some of that wisdom from his experiences to anybody that would like to try and emulate what he or any professional athlete has been able to do. It comes down to working hard and making good choices. Pretty simple formula. And Daquan Jones, with that two-year extension, glad to have him back here at Bills training camp. Glad that we had him in the sports bar today. That was a lot of fun.
Not a cloud in the sky right now, Mike Danger. It is just a perfect day here if you're a Bills fan. Decent practice, which we can recap here briefly, where, hey, Josh Allen started out good. Defense got him at the end there. We'll talk to Ryan Talbot coming up in a little bit, and he and Matt Perino on the Shout podcast today talking about how Greg Rousseau actually had a really nice day. And we brought up Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver came through like a beast batting down a pass by Josh Allen today.
Yeah, we also heard today after practice from Bills wide receivers Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman, and nickel corner Taron Johnson. And I think the Coleman maybe is worth sharing just because, just as an observation here at training camp, we'll hear a lot of cheers, obviously, for Josh Allen, and you'll hear kids screaming for Josh to sign an autograph. But number two on that list very quickly has become Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman, in a short amount of time, has really made an impact as far as his popularity with this fan base.
Isn't that amazing? Like, you have these other veterans and guys like Von Miller that are going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. Yeah. And
it's Keon.
It's Keon. And you know what why that is? He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
He really is.
He's got a great character, great personality. So we'll share some of that with you, what we heard from Keon after practice. Coming up next on The Fan Rochester, 866-4326 is our number if you want to pull up a stool and join us.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.